when a man wants to divorce his wife, he tells the Eidim, he tells the Sefer, write a get that says, I'm divorcing my wife. Then the Eidim sign. What are the Eidim signing? What are they signing to? If I tell the Eidim, I borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, write a shtar. I made a Haidoas Baldin. And even if it's not true, Haidoas Baldin is Eina B'Hakosha B'Hazama. So the Eidim know a fact that I owe $1,000. So they write that they know this is true. But over here, what are the Eidim signing? They know that what? They know the husband is interested in divorcing his wife. He told the Eidim. They don't sign after he gives a get to the woman. They sign before. There's a machlekes or a mayor or a blazer by Shtori Kinyan where the Eidim chasim a karsa, the Eidim asir a karsa. So a mayor's, we don't pass on like a mayor. Mayor's opinion is that if I give the get and it has no chasimas, it's not a valid get. That every shtar kinyan takes effect by serving as a shtar raya. I gave the single girl a raya that I married her, so that brings about that we become married. I give my wife a raya that we are divorced, so that causes that we become divorced. I give you a raya that sodi nesuna lucha b'matana, sodi kenuya lucha. I sold my house to you for $1 million, or I sold a field to you, I gave you a field as a matana. So by my giving you a shtar raya that it belongs to you, that affects the change, that causes it to take effect. So according to our mayor, for sure the Eidim have to sign before. If the Eidim wouldn't sign before, he gives over the shtar, so the whole shtar doesn't accomplish the kinyan. We don't pass on like Rav Meir. We pass on the Eidim Mesirah Kas. You don't have to have Eidim Chasim at all. But the Mishnah in Gittin says, the Mishnah lists off a series starting from the beginning of Perek HaShaleach, that's the fourth Perek. So the Mishnah lists off a series of Takonis, the Rabbanim, if they tikkun oilum. So the Mishnah says, Sheyuhu ha'edim chos mimalaget mimpnei tikkun oilum. They made a Takona. Tosis says it's not really a takana, it's an Eitz HaTeiva, it's a good recommendation. Eidim should always sign on the get, mimpnei tikkun oilum. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, mimpnei tikkun oilum? According to Rav Meir, if the Eidim don't sign, the whole get is not chav. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah goes like Rav Lozen, we pass like Rav Lozen, that you don't need Eidim chas. If he gives a, if the get says, Hariat Mugareshis Mani Mitharis L'chol Adam, and he gives it in the presence of two Eidim, that's Eidim and Sirikasi, the Gerishim will take effect. So you don't really need signatures, but we recommend in Eitz HaTeiva that the husband should get Eidim to sign, and the Eidim sign before he gives the get to the wife, not after. The Eidim should sign that in case the Eidim and Sira should die, or they should move to Medina Sayyam, how's the woman going to be able to prove that she was divorced? She lived in a neighborhood for 25 years. Everybody knows she's married. If a girl comes to a neighborhood, we don't know who she is. She says, Eshi Sishayisi Viniz Garashti. That's the Mishnah we had, HaPeshas HaPeshahita. That's the Mishnah Chavbeis. But if the woman lived in the neighborhood for 20 years, and we know that she's married, then all of a sudden the husband is not here. So we don't know what happened. And she claims that she got divorced. So she's not the menace to say she got divorced. There's no more Peshas HaPeshahita. It's a Dovash HaBiervo. You need two kosher Eidim to prove that she's allowed to remarry. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you'll have two Eidim on the get, so that'll serve as a shtarai. So that's what the Ramban asked on the Rambam. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah, how can the Rambam say that every shtaraya is only good midirabbanon, and the takana derabbanon only works in dinim ominis? It doesn't work in isa v'heter, and even in dinim ominis doesn't even work for knas. By knas you have to have two kosher eidim, and every shtaraya is only midirabbanon. It's not true, yes, but the get, the husband gives his get and has eidich hasima. That the eidich hasima serve the shtar, the get that she has, serves as a shtar right later on to prove that she was divorced. So you see that there is such a thing. So the question is, the Pnei Yeshua asked the question, what do you mean? The get serves as a shtar raya that she was divorced, but the Eidim signed before he gave it over to the wife. The Eidim signed at the time, they just know he's interested in divorcing his wife. How can you say the chesimus on the get serve as a shtar raya that she was divorced? The Eidim could have even died before the husband gives the get. The Eidim sign a get, and then he send the get to California. And then till the Bezin gives the get over to the woman, can take another month. The Eidim whose son could be dead by the time. They're not there in California. If they are alive, they're not there in California. How were they made? So basically, Tosfos asked this question. Tosfos in Gittin, Abdallah Raman Aleph. There's a Tosfos. Tosfos, the Gemara says in Gittin, Halacha k'Rav Loza b'Gittin. We pass on like Rav Loza that that Eide Mesira Karsi, that there's no need for Eide Chasima. So the Tosfos there, on Dalet Amud Aleph, I think that's probably the Dibur HaMaskal, that's an important Tosfos to know. The Tosfos asks that question. How can a woman use the get as proof? Dibur HaMaskal, the Kaimalon HaAlochik Rablos the Begitim. So that's a big fat Tosfos. So Tosfos there raises this question. How can the get serve as a shtaraya that the woman was divorced, the Eidim sign, before the husband gave it to the wife? How do they know? Tosfos raised the question. The din is that tli gitach ma'agabi karka is no good. It says in the Chumash, v'nasam biyadu, the husband has to give the wife biyad ishto. What if he says to the wife, I want to divorce you? And here's the get, takes it out of his hand, out of his pocket, and he puts it on the table. Then she picks it up. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that that's no good. That's tli gitach ma'agabi karka is no good because you need nesim. So how did the Eidi Hasima, the Eidim assigned the get to New York, and then they're going to send it in the mail to California, and the Shliach is going to give the get to the wife over there. So how did the Eidim know that it wasn't given with Tli Gittach Magabi Karka? And then the Rabbi Natam says, you need Eidim Esira when the get is handed over. Even if you hold like Rav Meir, that Eidim Chasima Karasi, you have to have Eidim Chasima, but you also have to have Eidim Esira when the get is given over. So when the Eidim Chasima sign, how do they know they're going to be Eidim Esira? They're going to sign a get. The husband's going to wait a week, a month, a year until he gives the get to his wife. When he gives the get, maybe he'll give the get bein ol the bein ol. Who says they're going to be Eidim Esira watching? So how can the get that was signed last year by the Eidim Chasima, the Eidim Chasima could have died before the Baal does the Mesiras again. How can you say she you Eidim Chasima malaget mivnei tikkun ha'olam? Now she holds on to the get and it serves as a shtaraya that she was divorced properly. Maybe there were no Eidim Mesira at the time the get was given. When you get married, you have to have Eidim Kiddushin. So when you give a get, you have to have Eidim Gerishin. You have to have Eidim Slakim Adover. So how do you know they were to Eidim? How do you know that there was an Esinus Aget? Maybe it's Tli Gittach Ma'agabi Karka. So Tosfos writes a Loshon there in Gittin, Avdala and Aleph, Mistah Mehakol Behech Shanas. We have the right to assume that probably everything was done properly. Probably everything. I mean, it's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. It's not that it's Haggadah Seydus. It's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon Mistama Hakol Behech Shenaseh. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he asks this kasha. The Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra points out there are two differences between a milvah alpeh and a milvah bishtar. A milvah alpeh means I lent you $10 and there are Eidim who know that I lent you the money. So later on, if you'll say paraita, you'll be Neman. If you give me a shtar that says, you give me a shtar signed by two Eidim that says that you borrowed $1,000, that you borrowed the money, $10, whatever it is that I lent you, so then you cannot tie in a paraita. Why? Because Kozman, I'm holding on to the shtar. So I say, shtar chabiyodi, my boy, how can it be that you pay back the money if you would have paid back, you wouldn't pay back the money before I'll surrender the shtar? The fact that I'm still holding on to the shtar is a raya, it's a ruba, the leisa, come on, that you still owe the money. So the Mishnah has in the end of Bava Basra, so there are two differences between Milvah Bishtar, Milvah Bapez. One is that in Milvah Bishtar, the Loibah cannot say Paraita because Shtocha Biyod, my boy. Milvah Bapez can't say Paraita. And the other difference is the Shiba Nechosim. If there's a Milvah Bishtar, then even if the Loibah doesn't have any money, any karkos that he sold to the Vakuchas after the Shtar was given to me, so those karkos are Meshubed to me and I can collect from the Vakuchas. But if you have only a Milvah Bapez, then there's no Shimon Nechos. So the Mishnah has that. So Rabbi Kivega in his tshuva is bothered with Akasha. We were discussing a lot of Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Could you be Moitzi Momon based on a Roif? We had a hearing, Subis, on the first daf in the second perek, here in the Tosfos Yishonim on the bottom of the page. And Tezayin Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Where is it from? In Baba Basra Daf, I can't read. Tzadik Beis on the base. And Baba Kama Daf Mevov on the base. The bottom Tosfos Tazayinim and Aleph refers to the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So the main Machlekes in Baba Basra Tzadik Beis. The Tosfos Shem, they're talking about it. So we paskin ain holchem a moment achar rov. It cannot be moitzi moment based on a rov. So I come to the Loida and I say, I lent you $100. Pay me back the money. He says that he paid back the money. So I say shtocha b'yadi my boy. The fact I'm holding on to the shtar is a raya that you didn't pay back the money. It's an umdana. If you would have, you wouldn't give back the money unless you would insist that I should give you back the shtar. Or I should rip up the shtar in your presence. You're not going to trust me. I should hold on to the shtar, be able to collect the second time. So Rabbi Kiveger asked, but shtocha b'yadi my boy is only a ruba d'leisa kamon. So the ein holchem a moment achar harayv. How can I be moitzi moment from the muchzok based on a roif? So Rabbi Kivegan works on this kash. Other acharonim work on this kash. So Rabbi Baruch Ber in his sefer Bircha Shmuel, his father's name was Shmuel, and he was Baruch. His father gave him a name Baruch. So he's called the Baruch of Shmuel, Bircha Shmuel. So Rabbi Baruch Ber says that he heard from Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik that the teretz to Rabbi Kivegan's kasha is that Shtarcha b'yodei, my boy, starts off as a ruba d'leisa kamon. But if I'm holding on to a shtar, that's a chiddush in hilcha shtar. The shtar is not only testifying on what the Edom know is so, the Edom sign a shtar that they know that you borrowed $100 from me. How did they know? Either they were watching the halva, or the loiva asked them. The Mishnah says, and the end of Baba Masu, because when shtar la loiva, achlot pishein malva imoy. The Edom can sign a shtar if the Loiva admits. The Loiva comes and he says, I borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, write a shtar that I owe money. Or the Loiva comes and he says, I want to borrow $1,000 from Reuven. So I make a haidos, but then I want you to write me a shtar that I borrowed the money from Reuven, and when I'll come and I'll approach him, I'll say, I don't want to lend you the $1,000 unless you give me a shtar. Have a shtar. Pull that out of my pocket and he'll give me the $1,000 right away. If I'm not going to have the shtar available, it's going to take a while, so he may not be willing to give me the loan.
What if he says, I may want to?
I may want to, good.
That's also good.
Yeah, I'm interested in borrowing money. He may not lend me the money. I'm making haduaf baldin to you, Allah tonight. If he lends me the money, then I want to have a shtar to be able to give them. If he does lend me the money, I'll rip up the shtar. Good, okay. So Rab Chaim explained that a shtar is not only... So when the Edom sign the shtar, all they know is that I told the Edom, sign the shtar, I owe $1,000, I want to borrow money, so I'm making Hadoras Baldin Allah tonight. So they know that I borrowed the money, that I owe the money. They don't know. Nobody lives forever. The Edom who are watching, who signed the shtar, who are watching when I borrowed the money, they don't know if I'm going to pay back, when I'm going to pay back the money. Maybe I did pay back the money already. Maybe the Edom already died in the course of a year or two. So later on, when I'm holding on to the shtar, I can't say the Edom are testifying that the loiva still owes the money. The Edom died already. But that's a chiddush din of shtar, that whatever is mistama hakol b'hechshanasa, whatever is probably the case, the loiva probably did not pay back the money. If he would have paid back the money, he would have insisted that the malvin should surrender the shtar. So because of the fact that this is probably the case, so the halacha of shtar is mechanisha. This too is included in Haggadah Seder of the shtar. So it comes out, it's not just a ruba d'leisa kamon that he probably didn't pay. Then you would have a kasha in halacha mamon achar harayv. How could he be moitzi mamon based on harayv? The answer is, whatever is harayv, whatever is probably so, is considered as if it becomes a chelik of the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. So basically, that's what Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin. We had over here, the Gemara said on... Daf, I think you test on the base. The Gemara says, quotes Rish Lakish, Edom Achsimim Malashtar in the middle of the Omid. Edom Achsimim Malashtar Nasi Kimishi Nechkura Edusam Bidezen. Rish Lakish is trying to say that the need for Kiyam Shtaris is only made the Rabbanon. In the Torah, there's no need for any Kiyam Shtaris. I have a shtar that's signed by two Edom and it says that you owe me $1,000. You say, you don't even know, you never met me before. You don't know who I am. You don't know who the Edom are, who signed. You don't know anything about this. I'm in a Torah, you have to pay the money. It's only me. I can't. The Loiva has no nemanis. In a Torah, the Loiva has nemanis to say the whole shtar is mezuyev and I never borrowed the money. I don't know who you are. It's only me, the Rabbanah. Why is that? That's what Shlokin says. Why is that so? So the Halacha says that the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. Why is the shtar made on itself that it's kosher? So Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin, where this is quoted, it says on the margin, where is it? Eid Machsum al Shtar says, Gittin of Gimel Amen Aleph. So Rashi writes there, Gittin, Gimel Amen Aleph. Lechotze finish Lizayufe. The reason why there's no need for Kiyam HaShtar Min HaTorah, that the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher, Because there's a ruba de lesa kamon that most people would not forge a document, even to make money. Most people would be honest, they wouldn't forge a document. So because lechotze finish lizayufe, so therefore there's a halacha chidish that the shtar is considered made on itself, that it's not mezuyif. Then the Gemara has over here also, on the bottom line, on daf yud ches on the base, let's say the Yedim say, I come with a shtar and I want to collect money from the loiva. So the loiva says mezuyif. So we have to make a kiyum hashtar with the rabbanim. And I'm sorry, the loiva has not nemet to say mezuyif. With the rabbanim, if the loiva tainis mezuyif, so you have to make kiyum hashtar. So the Yedim come and they say, yeah, we remember signing that shtar. It was a week before our bar mitzvah. We signed when we were ktarim hayinu. So the Mishnah says, if ksav yodim yotim yomakam acha, if you can make a kiyum hashtar without the Yedim, then the Yedim are not believed to say ktarim hayinu. But if ain't ksav yodim yotim yomakam acha, and the whole source of the kiyum hashtar is from these Yedim, they say, yeah, we remember signing the shtar. Or they recognize, they say, we don't remember. Let's say that we don't remember signing the shtar, but we recognize this is absolutely our handwriting. We have a unique script. This is our handwriting. But the date that's in the shtar, that's before we were bar mitzvah. Ksav yadein who's there. Avakatarim hayinu, apsulei edus hayinu. So the Mishnah says the only reason why they believed is because hapesha osa hapesha hiter. Once they made a din with the rabbanon, that if the loiva says mizui, if you need kiyum hashtar, then you have a pesha osa. On the level of their eyes, they wouldn't be believed. Why wouldn't they not be believed? The Gemara says, because kiyum shehigid, shuvein achoizer amagid. The Gemara said, the Gemara raised a question on Yud Ches on the base. Kiven shehigid, that's a Haggadah Baal Peh. When they sign a Ashtar, there's no higid. So maybe the Xeris HaKosuf, Kiven shehigid, Shuvin HaChoiz HaMagin, maybe that only applies if you have Haggadah Baal Peh. So that's what the Gemara says. V'chiteima, about 6 months after the Mishnah, on Yud Ches on the base. V'chiteima, maybe you'll say, Hadimili, when is there a din Kiven shehigid, Shuvin HaChoiz HaMagin? Hanimili, those words only apply, Kim Shigin only applies Alpeh. There's a Higin. Abu Bishtar, Loi, there is no Higin in the Shtar. The Gemara says wrong. Amar Shlok, Ishen Matsim al Ashtar. And I said, Kibisha Nechre, Dusim Bezim. When they sign a Shtar, that's also called Haggadah, says, you don't need Haggadah Bipeh. When Adam sign a Shtar, it's also good. So the Gemara says, if not for the Takonah der Rabbanon, that the Loiv is believed to say Mizuyev, the Adam wouldn't have had a Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. So they would not be believed to say Ktanim Hayinu. They would not be believed to say Kroivim Hayinu. The Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara says on the bottom line, on Yud Ches on Beis, going over to the next after Omer Ish Lakish, Chazoke, it's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon, Chazoke. The Prima Gadim said the word Chazoke has 6 different meanings in different places in Shas. This means Chazoke, Ruba Deleisa Kamon, Eilam Chesma Lashtar. Okay, Nasa Begad, the Eidim wouldn't sign a shtar unless the loiva is a bar mitzvah, unless the loiva is a gavur. And included in that also is the Eidim wouldn't sign a shtar if they're ktadim. So it's a ruba de leisa kamon that it's not so. But the Gemara said it's kibin shigin shuvin achayz amag. The Gemara didn't say it's a ruba de leisa kamon. So the simple reading of the Gemara is like that. Whatever is probably so is considered as if it becomes a chelak of the Haggadah Seder. So that's what the Nesibis quotes in Simen Manvav in Chayshem Mishpat. I think Simen Manvav, if I'm not mistaken, is Simen about Kiyum Ashtar. Where is this? I think so. I can't read the little letters here in the Ayin Mishpat. I'm Yud Ches Amreis. I think it's Simen Manvav. So the Nesibis there quotes a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has a lot of important insights. I think he's the most often quoted Achren in Divrei Torah. Whenever people print Divrei Torah, he's the most quoted Achren. Maybe now, maybe it's Rab Chaim, Rab Elbel, Rab Tfil. Until recently, it was the Pnei Yeshua was the most often quoted. So the Pnei Yeshua has this Yisoid, and then the Nesivus quotes it, that when the Eidim sign a Shtar Halvoah, when the Eidim sign a get, all they know is the husband is interested in divorcing the wife. And then, later on, the wife is holding on to the get. So Taisus says, Mistam HaKol Be'ech Shenasa. That Taisus in Gittin, that Fdala Namanala. What do you mean? Mistam akol b'echshenas, just a ruba de leisa kamon. No, whatever is probably so is considered. There's a chiddush de hilchos shtar. The shtar is considered as if it's made on that also. And over that's the shtar is made on itself. That is not mezuyah. Why? So Rashi said in the beginning of Gittin Gimel Amin Aleph, because lechotze finish lizayufit. People wouldn't have. It's a ruba de leisa kamon that most people will not forge a shtar. But how could it be Motzi Mamon based on a Rabbi? The answer is no, that's a Chiddush of Shtar. Whatever is probably so is considered as if it becomes a Chelek of the Haggadah Seder. That's our Abchaim answer. Rabbi Kevega's Kasha. How can the Malva be Motzi Mamon from the Loive based on the Ruba Dalesa Kamon of Shtoch Biodi, my boy? If it's true that you paid the money, how come you didn't insist that I should surrender the Shtar? I should rip up the Shtar. The likelihood is that you didn't pay the Choy. The likelihood is you didn't pay the Choy. How are you Motzi Mamon based on a Roiv? So Rabbi Kevega gives a complicated answer, very questionable. So Rav Baruch Ber calls Rav Chaim, no, it's not that it's just a Roiv. Whatever is probably so, Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shenasa becomes a Chelek, an integral part of the Haggadah Seder.
You said in the
Should be, so how can it be that it's easier to give the death penalty? Taisus asked that kasha. Taisus asked, how can you say in Hochem Imamen Acher HaRoiv, if a Roiv is good to give din in the fashis, how can you say that Roiv is no good to be Mighty Imamen? Taisus in Bava Kama and in Sanhedrin the kasha. So one Taisus, they give two different answers. So one Taisus says, any Roiv that's good for nefashis would be good for mamonis as well. And any rov that's no good for mamonis would no good for nefashis either. There's a rov of 51%, there's a 52%, 53%, 63%, 73%, 99%, 99.99%. There are a million different rovs. So Taisa says any rov that's acceptable for nefashis would be good for mamonis as well. And any rov that's no good for mamonis would be no good for nefashis either, yeah. Rabbi Kevager he answers the kasha. How can you be moitzi mamon shtocha biyodim my boy? It's only a rov. So he says, no, it's such a superior rov. It's the Gemara says on the first daf in Gittin that even Rameir the chayish lemiyuta, but if it's only miyuta, the miyuta against the rov, then Rameir would not say chashin lemiyuta. So Rabbi Kevager says, whenever there's only miyuta, the miyuta against the rov, such a rov is good to be moitzi mamon. Says based on the Taisus and Bava Kama. So that's one opinion of Taisus, what you're saying. Any rov that's good for Nefashim would certainly be good for Mamonis. Then the other Taisus says no, that by Mamonis there's a concept of Muchzok. We learn how to go back. Zeris HaKosov, Mi Balvar Mi Gashalem, Yagin Shrayalem, there's a concept of Muchzok. By Din and Nefashim, there is no Muchzok. When I say person is Muchzok on his life and you have no right to take his life, he doesn't own his life. And the Shama Lihain, and the Shama Lach Vaguf Shalach, he's not a Muchzok on his life. People are muchzik on their property, on their mamon. So there, because Hamutz Machavel of Harai, by mamon this rov is no good, and by nefashis rov is good. 2 days in Tosfos, yeah, and two different mesichtas. So Machlek is 2 days in Tosfos and two different mesichtas, correct. Here the Gemara has on the bottom of Yud Ches on the days, the last 3 lines, Bishleima Psuli Eidus. If the Eidim say Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh, Abo Psuli Eidus Hayinu. At the time that we signed, we were related. By the time that we signed, we were ganovim, we were rishoyim, we weren't kosher leidus. So the Gemara says, "Kivin sheiget shuvin achozem magid." If the yedim have a pesha osar, ain ksav yadim yotzim yomokam acher and midi rabbanu the loyve can tie them mezuyev, and the malva has to make a kiyamashdar, and the only kiyamashdar is from these yedim. So then he said, "Pesha osar, peshit, they're good." But if you have a ksav yadim yotzim yomokam acher, we have a shtar mekuyev. And then the Edom are going to say, Psul the Edom Sayinu, then we say, we can't believe them. Because Kivin Shehigit, Shem Ben Achai Zemak. What is Kivin Shehigit? So it's not Higit Balpeh, it's Higit Bishtar. But they didn't say they were Kosher Edom. They said, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Why does Gemara say Kivin Shehigit? So you see for the Gemara that too is included in the Kivin Shehigit. The Shtar is not only made that Reuven borrowed the money from Shimon, the Shtar is made we are Bar Mitzvah, that we are not Psul the Edom. That we are kosher l'hayid. Why is that included in the Haggadah Hashtar? So the Gemara says, second line from the bottom, 3 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches on the base. B'shleim b'psuli eidus, ma l'gufei meikor meidik daik amechtim. He would never have, it's a ruba d'leisa kamon, like the Gemara says on the top of the next dot. Chazoka, the eidim wouldn't sign alam kei nasa d'gobim, unless they know that the loive is bar mitzvah. So the Gemara, just like the Eidim, it's an umdina. The Eidim will never sign unless the loiv is bar mitzvah. The Eidim never sign unless they themselves are bar mitzvah. And the mother would never have mother beikar made ikdayik. He would be careful. Or machdim, he would never have psuli eidah son. It's a ruba de leisa kamon. Whatever is probably so, whatever is mistama hakol be'achshanasa, is considered as if it's included in the hagodah seidus of the shtar. So Taisus says it there. Taisus says it there in Gittin. How does the get serve as a shtar raya afterwards? The Adam may not even be alive at the time the husband gave the get to the wife. The Adam is signed in New York, the get is given in California. How did the Adam made that it was given over? No. The Adam, so that's what the Pnei Yeshua elaborates on. The Adam, when they signed, they only know that Baal expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They only know that there's Das HaBaal, Ratzon HaBaal Garish. They don't know if he ultimately gives the get. Maybe he goes to a different city and he does or does not give the get. They don't know. But Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa, it probably did happen. So we say all of that is included in HaGodah Seidus of the Shtar. That's what Zedin and Nesivos discusses. So let's say I have a Shtar Halvoa, and you claim that it's Parua. You say you paid the $1,000. I say it's not true. You didn't pay yet. So you say Shtar Chabiyodim, my boy, is considered as if included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar is that Loi Para. Not only does the Shtar say that Lova, the Shtar says that Loi Para as well. And what if you produce a Shaver that's signed by two Eidim that says it was Para? So it's going to be Trey or Trey? The Nesivos asks, it's going to be Trey or Trey? The Malva has a Shtar that says the Lova owes him money. The Lova says, I paid already. Malva says, it can't be true. Shtar Chabiyodim, my boy. The fact that I'm holding on to the Shtar, is it right that you didn't pay? So it's only a roiv. The answer is no, it's better than a roiv. Since that's probably the case, the roiv is that he didn't pay back yet. They say that too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So then, so let's say, the Gemara has a machlokes later in Ksuvos, but the Kos from Shoiver ain't Kos from Shoiver. Anybody learn that Gemara? Machlokes, let's say, the Malba comes to the Loiva and he says, you owe me $1,000, pay. The Loiva says, I know I owe you $1,000. I'll be happy to pay. Give me the Shtar Halvor. So he says, I lost it. So the Loiva says, maybe it's not true. Maybe you didn't lose it. I'm going to give you $1,000. Then you come next week with the Shtar. You come to collect again. I know I owe you $1,000, but I'm not mechuyev to give you matonis. I'm mechuyev to be parea to pay up the debt. Pay up the debt means I give you the money and I'm pater from you. If I'm going to pay the debt, and then you're going to come collect again. You're going to still hold on to the shtar, be able to collect again. So that's not called a piron. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether kos from shoiver or not. If the malva comes to the loiva and he says, you know that you owe me $1,000. Loiva says, I know I owe you. I'd be happy to give you the money, surrender the shtar havor. And then the malva says, I lost it. So the loiva doesn't have to believe him. Maybe the malva is making up a story. So do you say kos from shoiver? Since the loiva admits that he owes the money, so when he pays them, he'll pay back the $1,000 to the malva, and the malva has to write him a shoiver, a document signed by two witnesses that the chayv was paid up. So then, if the malva will come to collect the second time, the loiva will have the shoiver. So is that fair? Is that, do you say, the loiva is mechuyev to pay because he knows he owes the money? He's mechuyev to pay, even though now he's going to have a headache. He's going to have to hold on to the shoiver. When you do jury duty, so they, after you do your jury duty, so they send you a letter, you're putter from jury duty for the next 3 years or 5 years or something. So you have to hold on to that letter in case they call you again for jury duty. What, you have to have file cabinets. You have to have all of your, I owe money to this one, I have bank account over here, I have this, how many files do you have? So you have to hold on to that document that you putter from the jury duty. So you got no choice, that's the deed of the machusa. If they'll send you another hasmona, you have to come to jury duty. You'll long be putter if you have the shoivim, if you'll prove it. But over here, there's no dinis machlus over here. So that's a machlokes amoraim later on in Ksubas, where the kos from shoiver is the loiva knows he owes the money. He said, I'll be happy to pay. I know, I owe you $1,000. I don't want to steal. I owe you $1,000, but I want to make a piron. Piron means I give you the money and I'm putter from you. So I think we paskin and kos from shoiver. I think we paskin the loiva is not mechuyev to pay, even though he owes the money. He's not mechuyev to give a matana to the malva. He's mechuyev to pay up the debt. Pay up the debt means by giving you the $1,000, I'm putter. I don't have to give you again. If you tell me that you lost the shtar halvoya, and you may later on find it, and then you're going to come to collect again. So the $1,000 that I give you today is not called a pirot. And I'm not mechuyev to give you matonis. That's called a piron. So that's a shaila. The malva will give a sheva to the loiva Now the loiva has a pain in the neck. He has to hold on to the sheva forever, for the next 100 years, because the malva or the yorshim of the malva can come in another 100 and he'll say, here's a shtar alva. It was never collected. Shtoch b'yodei makbo, and you got to pay again. So the loiva will have to, he and his children and his grandchildren have to hold on the yodei makbo to the shtar of the shoiver, so that we pass an inkos from shoiver. The loiva is not mechuyif to pay back the money. So this is what the Nesivus raises a question. Nesivus understands, like he quotes this, what Rav Baruch Beck quotes in the name of the Pnei Yeshua, so the Nesivus, what Rav Baruch Beck quotes in the name of Rav Chaim, the Nesivus quotes it from the Pnei Yeshua. That the Shtar Halvoah, when the Shtar Halvoah was written, it just says that the Loiva borrowed the money. It doesn't say he didn't pay back the money. But since Shtochav Yodei my boy, since the probability is that he didn't pay the money yet, because the Malva is still holding on to the Shtar, so we say this too is included in the Haggadah status of the Shtar. So what if the loiva, let's say the loiva says, I owe you $1,000, I want to pay the money, give me the Shtar Halvoah. And then Malva says, I lost it. So the loiva is a good guy, so he says, okay, give me a shaver. Strictly speaking, we pass an enkos from shaver. The loiva is not mechuyif to pay, because it's not mechuyif to be mechuyif to hold on to, have a headache, to hold on to the shaver for the next 5,000 years. Because the malva or the yorshim or the grandchildren of the malva can always come chase after the grandchildren of the loiva 150 years later that the money was never paid. So he's not mechuyif to hold on to the shaver, but he's a good guy, he does pay back the money, and the malva gives him a shaver. So then when the malva comes with the shtar halvoah, it says, you owe me $1,000, the loiva says, no, have a shaver that says that it's paid. So then the Nesivus raises the question, should be trey or trey? The shtar halvoah is made not only shalova, it's also made shaloi para, the fact that the malva is still holding on to the shtar. So it's also made shaloi para, shtocha b'yodei my boy is not just the ruba the leisa kama. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's an integral part of the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. So the malva shtar has Haggadah Seidus, that the loiva still owes him the money. Then the loiva has a sheva that says that he paid. So that's going to be considered trey or trey. Nah, it's not trey or trey. Trey or trey, and if tofas, if the malva will grab again the $1,000 from the loiva, so it'll be trey or trey. Leave it like that. No. So the answer is, the Nesivus says, whatever is if it's explicit, the shtar halvoa says, I lent you $1,000, and you have a Adam signed a document that I never lent you $1,000. That'll be trey or trey. I have a shtava says, I lent you $1,000 on this day. The Adam say they were there. It's not true. He never borrowed any money. It's mezuyif. The shtar is aziv. So that would be trey or trey. But over here, we say this too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. So that's not called trey or trey. Whenever you have two Adam come bal peh and say that the shtar halvoah is paid up already, so because I gabne, you no longer say shtoch b'yodei my boy. The fact that I'm holding on to the shtar is a raya that it was probably not paid up. So therefore, included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar is that he didn't pay it up. But you have two Adam and say that he did pay it up. So you don't consider that trade. That's what the Nesiva says. Whatever's explicit in the shtar, and then you have two Adam contradict it, that'll be trade. But if it's not explicit, it's only also included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar because lechotze finished lizayufe, because Einon machtim kroivim, edik dayik, or machtim ksherim, and so on. Whatever is also included, but it's not explicit. So then if you have two kosher edim and contradict it, so you no longer say that it's trey or trey. Yeah.
We pass
in
against the Tosos there. Rashi says...
Rashi and Tosos, how we pass in, yeah. What the maskan? I'm pretty sure we pass in the choshem mishpah and choshem sheva. I think so. That the loiva, even though the loiva knows that he owes the money and he's a good guy, he wants to pay, he's not mechuyif to pay the $1,000 because that's not called a pirat. He's not mechuyif to give a present to the malva. The malva lent him $1,000 mechuyif to make a pirat. Pirat means I give you the money and I'm putter. So if I'm not putter, I give you the money, you're going to have to give me a sheva and I'm going to have to hold on to the sheva for the next 1,000 years. Because you, the malva, his children, his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, can always come to the loiva, his children, great-grandchildren, and ask for the money. So you're not mechuyif to hold on to the shoiv. So the loiva is not mechuyif. I think we paskin. Loiva is not mechuyif to pay back the money, even though he knows that he never paid. Because if he'll pay back, it won't be called the pirat.
I think the Rambam paskin is like kosher shoiv.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Got to look in. Good. Have to look in Shulchan Aruch, which way? I thought the Shulchan Aruch paskin in kosher shoiv, but it could be that you're right. could be that kosher shayla.
Rabbi, against the kashrus of the edim, hakasumim is not trade trade.
Two edim say that the edim are psulei edus.
That's not trade.
What the Gemara says that it's trade trade.
I seem to recall
something. I don't remember. It should be a beferish Gemara somewhere whether that's trade trade. I don't remember. Yeah.
Can you also say that when someone has a shtar and that it's not clear who the mukhlaq is, there sometimes we say that the person with the shtar is viewed as the mukhlaq, but that wouldn't be a problem in Alfon de Mamanakaharo?
Yeah, okay. That's a machlokes b'sham and b'shilul in the middle of Satan, Daf Chafei, where the shtar chayv haim aligvus kegavi domi anan. Whenever the malva has a shtar chayv on the loiva, so the karkos of the loiva are meshubit to the malva. What do you mean meshubit? What does shibin achosim mean? Shibin achosim means that's a ritvo and kedushin rights like that, and dafi gimel, and the nesivus has this, and simin menvov, he quotes the ritvo. That shibin achosim means kinya lachatzoim, that the karkos of the loiva knuyim to the malva with respect to gvias achayv. So that's why the shamay are of the opinion that whenever this is Safik Piroin, so the Malva who's holding on to the shtar is considered the Mukhsa. Because the karkos of the loiva knuyim to the Malva with respect to Gvia Sachayv. And we don't pass like Bishama. We pass Kashtar Chayv Hem Ligvus, Lav Kigobi Domi, that the loiva is considered the Mukhsa, not the Malva. Whenever this is Safik Chiyuv with respect to a shtar, we say the loiva is considered Mukhsa, because Mukhusu Gavaina, because the Malva didn't collect it yet. There's a Gemara in the end of Bo Mitzian, Daf Kufyudim and Beis, where the Gemara says, Halacha Lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't quote Bisham Yimtzil. The Gemara says, the Kaimulon, Shtar Choyv HaMeligvus, Kigavi Dami. So all the Rishonim and all the Acharonim ask the Kasha, that's Bisham Eshita. We don't pass like that. So they all give different interpretations what the case is over there. Why that case, even Mitzil would agree, that Shtar Choyv HaMeligvus is Kigavi Dami. Why is that a Yotzim and Aklal, that the Mal is considered a Muchzik when there's a Suffolk over there? But usually the din is like Pesilum. That's Tarchoy Meligvus is Lav Kigavi Dami. Yeah?
Yud Tes on the base, the two lines from the bottom.
What daf? Yud Tes on the base.
About my trade training.
Uh huh. What's the case? They claim that they're Psuliatus.
Yeah.
Means the two kinds of Ruba de Lesa Kamans. See? At the time the Edom signed, so then we have a Chazakah, Ruba Deleisa Kaman, that they're probably Ksherim and they're probably Gedolim, Bar Mitzvah, and so on. So we consider that as if that is Mamash included in Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. But then the fact that Loi Para, that's going to happen in the future, the woman has a get, so when the Edom signed the get, they only know that the Baal expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. What happened after that, that he gave the get over to the wife, that's not included in the Haggadah Seder. So whatever happens in the future, so that's what the Nesivus says. That too is included in Haggadah Seder, the Shtar, but that'll be a trey a trey, if you'll have Edom contradicting it, so it won't be a trey a trey. Because HaGavna, the Shtar will not include the Haggadah Seder in the future. But here this was already included at the time that they signed the Shtar. This chazok already took place. So that's mamish considered as if it's mefurish in the shtar. Okay? Yeah. These are chidushim in hilcha shtar. Chidushim in hilcha shtar. So what is it?
Yeah. When it says made a malva, made a daik, how does that fit with the Gemara on Kosin in shtar below the alpha pishen maladima?
Yeah, the malva. I mean, the loiva may have written a shtar. Yeah, also means the loiva will be medaik also. People who write a shtar means people who are interested in making a shtar. They'll always see to it that the Edom should be kosher. The Malva won't accept the shtar if he knows that the Edom are not by mitzvah. Yeah. He won't accept it. He's only going to lend the money to the loiva if he gives him a shtar kosher. So if he knows the Edom are not by mitzvah, he won't lend him the money in the first place. The limedak not to accept such a shtar. Yeah. So again, so min ha-Torah we say a shtar does need kiyum. Why? Because the Ruba de Leisa Kamon, the Chotzi finished Liza Yufa. Rashi writes in the beginning of Gimel Amanal. So since it's probably the case, so that's considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. So the Mishnah has this din on Yud Ches Amud Beis, HaPeshos HaPeshita. So once you need a Kiyum HaShtar Midrabanan, so if the Edim say, Ksav Yudenu Ze'avol K'tanim Hayinu, P'suli Edus Hayinu, then you have a Peshos. But if you have Kiyum HaShtar without them, you have Ksav Yonim Yotzim Mimakam Acher, and the Edim are going to say, K'tanim Hayinu, P'suli Edus Hayinu, that's Kim Shigit Shuvin Achor Zamagi, because the Shtar is made on itself that they were not K'tanim, that they were not P'suli Edus. Yeah. So that would be Kim Shigin Shuvin Achor Zamagin. Yeah. So the Mishnah had three cases of a Peshos. So one case was Ektanim Hayinu. One case they say Suli Edus Hayinu. We weren't religious at the time, but we related to each other, whatever. And the third case is Anusim Hayinu. So what does it mean Anusim? That the story never happened. The Halva never happened, and we signed Edus Sheker. Ektanim Hayinu means the Halva happened, but we were Suli Edus. So the shtar is worthless. And on this mayina means that the halva never happened, the whole thing is shekel v'chazov. So what does it mean on this mayina? So the Gemara has two kinds of anusim. Anusim akmas mamon means that we took a bribe. We took a bribe in order to sign a shtar sheker. The halva never took place. So he paid us $100 to sign that the other guy owes him $1,000. So that they're not allowed to sign. You're not allowed to take a bribe to sign to give Edus Sheker. But if they send me this, Machmas Tefashis, the guy held a gun to our head, he threatened to kill us unless we sign the shtar. So then, Pikuach Nefesh, Al Pipashtis, Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what the Gemara has on the top of the next daf. Six lines from the top, the Amamar, we have a tradition from the Sugya and Sanhedrin, that find David, in the Chodav Shembit Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh, Allah, with the Zog Gerais and Shvichas Domin Bovad. You don't say Yehorg Valyavah that you're not allowed to give Edus Sheker. The Gemara had a suggestion here, and we raised the possibility on the second line from the top. Omer Rav Chizda, Kosov Rav Meir. Maybe Rav Meir's opinion is Edim Shomer Lahem Chismu Sheker. V'al Tehargu, they hold the gun to my head and they say you better sign on this document that Reuven borrowed $1 million from me, even though you don't know whether it's true or not. Otherwise, I'm going to shoot you. So the Gemara raised the possibility that according to Rav Meir, you would say Yehorig Valyava. So the Gemara makes fun of that. The Gemara said, that's ridiculous, there is no such thing. Shita Mekubetzes quotes a brisa from some other source, not in the Gemara, from an outside source, that Rav Meir's opinion is that, like that, that an Aver ben Adam HaVero, Bikoch Nefesh is never Deicha. Bikoch Nefesh is only Deicha, Aver is ben Adam HaMakom. But to give a Sheker, but to steal from someone else, even the Makam Pikuach Nefesh is not there. The such a Gemara in Perek HaKoines in Baba Kama. The Gemara says that David HaMelech had a Shaila. David HaMelech had a Shaila. No. There were terrorists, Palestinian terrorists, who were hiding. They were killing people. So they were hiding in the middle of a field. So he knew where they were, but he couldn't catch them. So he wanted to know, so he allowed to burn down the whole field in order to kill the terrorists. So the Gemara says, the psak was, Dabar HaMelech Es Toshayla, and the psak was, Oso Lahatzalatz Memom HaChavir. Oso Lahatzalatz Memom HaChavir. You're not allowed to. So Rashi seems to learn Kipshuto. You're not allowed to be mazik someone else's property. Even Mishum Pekuach Nefesh. So Taisus says, that's ridiculous. There's a little. Taisus says, you cannot say pshat like that. That's how Rashi seems to learn Mefurish. So the Taisus says, it cannot be that that's the pshat in the Gemara. What it means is that even though Odom HaMazik Ba'inez Gomer is potter from paying, but if they held a gun to my head and they said they're going to kill me unless I make this hezek, so I'm allowed to do the hezek. So Pikuach Nefesh is Mata the Iser, but Pikuach Nefesh doesn't potter me from paying. I had a Breira, I could have said, I'm not going to burn down the house, and they would have shot me. They would have killed me. But that's not Odom HaMazik Ba'ines means if there was an Oines Gomer, let's say there was a tornado. I was on top of the roof and the tornado knocked me over. Totally not unexpected. No, they didn't warn on the news about this tornado coming. And I fell off the roof and I smashed someone's property. So that's Odom HaMazik Ba'ines Gomer. Oines Gomer is Pata. But if they hold a gun to my head, that's not called Oines Rachmon et Patre. That's Pikuach Nefesh is Matri Sur, but Pikuach Nefesh doesn't bother me from paying Chiyuvik. So that's what Taisus learns in Gemara. Osir lahatzlatz mamachaveh doesn't mean osir. It means muta lahatzlatz mamachaveh, right? But you have to pay. That's what Taisus says. So why does it say osir?
That's not a mamachaveh. That's not a mamachaveh. that aspect of it is the Bein Adam L'Malkum, that you're allowed to do it.
That you're allowed to do it?
That's Bein Adam L'Malkum.
Okay. And the paying is the Bein Adam L'Malkum. Okay, put it like that. Okay, okay. Okay. So the Shaila is what the Gemara says. Also, the tshuva was David HaMelech wants to know if you're allowed to burn down the whole farm in order to kill the terrorists. But they said also lahatzlas mamchaver. So the way Tosis says lucharitz not meduik doesn't mean also lahatzl muta lahatzl, but you mechuyif to pay that because nevesh doesn't part to you from tashlumen. So that is a tshuva. The Binyan Zion has a strange tshuva. So he says. It's also lahatzlas mamachavera, unless you have a mind to pay the money later on. What if, let's say, someone's running away from the Nazis, and in order to save his life, he has to smash someone's window and then run further. So if he has a mind, he writes down the address, and he has a mind to repay him after he survives. So then it's muta, because nefesh allows you to do the hezik, because you plan to pay back the money. But if you're going to smash the window, you're going to run, you're going to keep on running, you're not going to know whom to pay, then he says you're not allowed to. Also, lahatzlas mamachaver nisir, it's a nisa mazik, unless you have a mind to pay back later on. And what if, that's what the Binyan Tzion has a very strange tshuva. So he says, let's say you're going to make an autopsy on a dead body. So an autopsy is bizoin ames, nibal ames, you're not allowed to. Torah says, kovetik b'ran b'yamahu ki. It's a man was created, b'tzelem alakim, and b'nei tzor l'abarim l'amokam. So you're not allowed to be disrespectful to even to a dead body, to a living person. You're not allowed to be disrespectful. So you're not allowed to do nivul ames. So what if you're doing nivul ames for the sake of pikuach nefesh? So the Nadi Yehuda has a famous tshuva that to do nivul ames is an itzer, but if for the sake of pikuach nefesh, then you're allowed to. If you think, let's say, this person died from the same disease that someone else is suffering from, and the doctors think that by doing an autopsy on the dead body, they may be able to figure out the secret to this sickness and may be able to help cure the other patient who has this deathly disease. So the Nadi Yehuda writes that would be muta. Nivul ames, shem pikuach nefesh muta. So the Binyan Tzion says, how can it be muta? It's an aver bein adam l'chavero. Nivul ames, aver bein adam l'chavero. And Bein Adam L'Chaver is only mutter if you plan to pay back the money later on. Mutter also lahatzlatz b'machaver, unless you have in mind to pay back later on. So if you're going to do nivul ames, there's no way in the world you're going to be able to pay back. The person is dead. So he says, and so the Binyan Tzion thinks, he quotes another view and he disagrees. Says you're not allowed to do nivul ames even with the sake of pikuach nefesh, because it's an aver Bein Adam L'Chaver. And that's what the Gemara used that lashon in Perek HaKoines. Also, lahatzlas mamachaver. Why they should have said hamatzlas mamachaver chayv l'shalom? Why they say also lahatzl? Means it's also lahatzl unless you have a mind to make good, unless you have a mind to pay back. But over here, by the nivul ames, it's impossible to pay back. How are you going to be able to do restitution to the dead person? So it's a peladika binyan tzion. Peladika binyan tzion. First of all, a dead body is called Bein Adam L'Chaver. A dead body is, he's not a person, he's not alive. That's, if anything, is Bein Adam L'Mokim, that the Bnei Yisrael Abonim L'Mokim. The mitzvah kvur is only on Mesa Yisrael. On Mesa Yakim, there is no mitzvah kvur. So there's no mokker to say on Mesa Yakim that there's an Isa Nivel Ames. So that's what the poskim assumed. That for many years in Eretz Yisrael and all the medical schools used to have cadavers that they got from the terrorists. They had more than enough cadavers. So the Knesset passed a law a couple of years ago. They're only allowed to do work in the medical schools on Jewish bodies. They're not allowed to do any work on these cadavers. So they have all these cadavers that they can't use. All the Goyish bodies, yeah. So the Pashto says, why is it mutter to do a Meis Yakim? The Pasuk says, Kikilus alakim todo, you have to show kovet to the mace. That's only if it's a mace Yisrael. So a mace akim, there is no chi of kovet to the dead body. So that's what we assume, that it was always mutter. And if it's a mace Yisrael, then it's osir. So that's Bein Adam L'Chaver. So the Pasha, not Bein Adam L'Chaver, it's Bein Adam L'Mokim, because Bnei Yisrael were created Banim Lamakim. So it's a ben Adam Lamakim. It's not an Isa ben Adam Machaver. If it would have been a Adam Machaver, it would have applied to a Nachri as well. It's not ben Adam Machaver. Pashto says that it's difficult. The whole Vort, that it's also Lahaslas, a person is running away from the Nazis. He's not allowed to make a Hezek. Not about to smash a window in order to run further, unless he has a mind to pay back. He has to write down on a piece of paper how much the window was worth and the address where he's going to send a check. The whole thing is a wild idea. But the Israeli government, the Knesset, passed such a law that they don't allow an autopsy on a dead body, even b'makom sakanasnuf, even b'makom chaylam mesukan, that someone else is suffering from the same disease. And that Yehuda says you're permitted to do the autopsy, as he is chayla lefaneinu, because nivel ha'meh is muta mishum pikoch nefesh. So if someone else is suffering, you would be allowed to. So the Israeli Knesset was so considerate, they were machma like the binyan tzion, that you're only allowed to do the autopsy to save someone else's life if the family agrees. Without the permission to the family, you're not allowed to, because the family can say, we hold like the binyan tzion. Hashvera binyan tzion.
So there's no active mitzvah to bury Meseyakum, but let's say for some, like say cremated, like is there, like let's say you had a body in your control, like would there be any Indian to bury in the ground, or there would be no Indian to like?
Pashto says that there's no Indian. You're not mechuyev. Meseyakum, there's no mitzvah of kvura. That's the whole makor akura. Kavtik brana mayomahu. That's the pashk. Here beish chet mishpat mavis v'humas. Goes on a Jewish person had a gmar din lamisa ilas gilas reif erek v'chenek. Bezdin put him to death. Then it says, Kavtik Brana Bayuma, there's a mitzvah Gvura. So the Gemara says, maybe it's only a mitzvah in Haruge Bezdin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin around Daf Mem Vav, maybe the mitzvah doesn't apply. Mesal Mitasa, a person died a natural death. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk uses a Kefa Lashon, Kavtik Brana. We assume, Leidei Beterek L'Shon Meni Adam. So whenever the Lashon is Kfulim, we always darshan something. Lashon Titna Hanik Tanik, Pasach Tiftach, we always darshan something. So here it says, Kavitik Berenu, it's Marbi, even Nesal Mitos, a normal person died a natural death. So that's a Machloikis Hatanaim there, where the Kvura by Shar Meisim, not Harugi Bezin, Kvura by Shar Meisim, is it Deraisa Derabana? If you all like the Tanaim, a whole Dibur Torah Kalisham Meni Adam, and your own Darshan Lishan is Kvulim, then there's no mocker at all to say that there's a mitzvah Kvura by a person who is Nesal Mitos, a person died a natural death. So that's assumed to be the Lecha Mishnah. On the bottom of the Ram, Malach Mishnah points out that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Gemara Sanhedrin. There are two brises, one after the other, Ram and Vav and Beis, where it says even a person who died a natural death, he wasn't put to death by the Bezin, also there's a mitzvah kvura. So one brise says, Remez l'kvura menatora minayin. Remez sounds like it's there, but the other brise has word for word everything exactly the same. But instead of Remez, it says minayin. How do you know that even if yimeisal mitosa, even a natural death, so that's the mission. So the Lecha Mishnah writes on the Rambam, that's the machlokes, the two brises, where the darshan l'shon is kvulim. If you have dibra terek l'shon made adam, then you don't darshan the expression kovetik b'renu. Then you assume kvura by mesim is only the rabban. And the Rambam paskins that kvura by shar mesim is the rice, because we assume lo dibra terek l'shon made adam. So whenever you have l'shon is kvulim, we always darshan das in titna hanik tanik pesach tiftach. We always darshan l'shan iskulim, so we darshan here too. So kvura by shar meisim is their raisa, but that's only by meisa Yisrael. By meisa Yakum there's no kvura. Pashto says meisa Yakum there's no isa nivel ha'meis. You can do the autopsy, and the pashto should have been that there's muta b'hanoah as well. The Ramos says you're not allowed to get hanoah from meisa Yakum. Is quoting from the Rishonim. So if you're not allowed to get hanoah, so how can you use a cadaver of a nachri in medical school? You're getting hanoah, you're learning biology, you're learning anatomy by cutting up the body. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote, the mikra din, we really hold meisayakam amuta b'hanoah. And that Ramah is a chumra, but it's not mikra din. Because the Vilna Gaon quotes so many makarvis to prove meisayakam amuta b'hanoah for many gemaras, muta b'hanoah. So that's only a chumra. So if a person is going to medical school, he's going to heal people in the future, so you're not mechuyev to observe that chumra.
Why is it different than a organ donorship, the autopsy, and by owner of organs, we have a question, right, whether that's okay.
Who's a person is giving, a live person is donating an organ, or a dead person? Yeah, so that person.
Is that different than the...
So, Mesa's Asabano. Yeah, Mesa's Asabano. But so if they're going to take an organ that's going to save someone else's life, the true, it's Asabano. Like Basa B'chalab is Asabano. But by eating Basa B'chalab, I'll save my life.
So then the donor of organs is also okay?
If it'll be Pikuach Nefesh, but the question is, what organ are they taking? So if they're taking an organ, Evesh HaNeshamot Liyabo, they're going to save someone else's life. So,
organ.
So Pikuach Nefesh, if they're taking a retina, if they're taking a retina, so a retina is not a vital organ. So some Rabbanim wrote a Sumas Choshev Kimeis, right. Some Rabbanim, that was years ago, there was a rabbinical council conference once, and somebody claimed Rabbi Soloveitchik was still alive then, but he was not well. It was towards the end of his life. So they claimed the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik that he said Suma Choshev Kemeis, so it's considered Pikuach Nefesh. So Rabbi Torsky's mother, Rabbi Meir Torsky's mother, is the daughter of Rabbi Soloveitchik, so she was very upset. She knew her father would never say such a ridiculous thing. Suma Choshev Kemeis is an agadic statement in the Gemara. It doesn't play a role in Halacha. So she wrote a humorous news item that at the 57th annual convention of the Rabbinical Council of America, that took place at the Amoak, whatever, it was reported in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik that anybody who makes less than $65,000 a year is below the poverty level, and the Gemara says on the same daf, Oni Choshev Kemeis. So he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to make more than $65,000 a year. That's called Pikuach Nefesh, because Oni Choshev Kemeis. So just like that's a joke, so that's also a joke. So she has a good sense of humor. So she wrote such a humorous news item.
The autopsy also has to be then something which is a matter of life and death.
If you think that you'll save, you may save Pikuach Nefesh. If you think you may save someone's life by performing an autopsy because this person died from this disease and the other person is suffering from the disease, so then the Nadi Behuda says, if there's a chayla lefaneinu with the same sickness, and we think that by doing an autopsy we may learn how the disease works and we may be able to save someone's life, so then you're allowed to.
This is not the case, lefaneinu. It's usually not the case like that. It's done in general,
yeah.
Let's see what we can learn.
All of medicine has been advanced because it did so many autopsies. So the Nadi Behuda restricted it. He says only if they have a chayla lefaneinu. That's questionable. That's the Chazon Ish talks about that. Why did Nadi Behuda limit it only if you have a chayla lefaneinu with the same sickness? But ultimately, medicine is going to advance. Someone's life is going to be saved. Maybe there's someone wasn't even born yet. But ultimately, if we're going to do an autopsy, we do stand a chance of learning something about this sickness that will save someone's life in the future. So why shouldn't you say that that's called Pikuach Nefesh? So that's what the Yeskan and Nadi Behuda. Why did he limit it only to a chayla lefaneinu? So the Chazon Ish has in different places, he wrote about this, different places in his Svarim. So they quote, so some say it's too far-fetched, it's too iffy. True, Safi Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kol HaTarakula, and even a Svek is also Deicha, but because in the distant future someone's life may be saved because of it, that's too far-fetched. That's not called Safi Sakanas Nefoshes. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in one place in his Sefer. But they say that Balpet, in the old biography of the Chazon Ish, that's called Pe'er Ador, people years ago lived shorter lives, but they had more time to sit and read books. So they had a 5-volume biography of the Chazon Ish. Today people live longer, but they have less patience, they have less time to read biographies. So the only, it's not going to sell. You're going to sell a 5-volume biography, no one's going to read it. So now they have 1-volume biographies. So in the 5-volume biography, they quote that the Chazon Ish said a different biur that doesn't say, it's not what he wrote in the Sefer. He said a different biur that the Nadi Behuda was concerned if you'll allow autopsy, whenever you think that you may gain some medical knowledge that will save someone's life in the future, so you should always do autopsies. So you'll never have the whole prohibition of Nivul HaMeis. You've got to take a mitzvah, the 613 mitzvahs in a Torah. So there's a din of Nivul HaMeis, Bizoyin HaMeis, take a mitzvah and throw it out the window. It never applies, Bizmanazah. You'll always have autopsies. That's what they used to, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to do autopsies all the time. And that's what the Satmar Rebbe was, the guy was talking today about the Satmar Rebbe after Shacharis. So the Satmar Rebbe always was having Hafkanot, he was always having demonstrations in New York City against the autopsies in Eretz Yisrael. It was a scandalous situation. So that's what the Chazon Ish explained. If you'll allow an autopsy, whenever you think that you may gain some knowledge, medical information that's going to save someone's life in the future, then you never prohibit autopsy. So that's a chil Hashem. To take a mitzvah, to throw it out, that the whole mitzvah never applies, that's called chil Hashem. So the mokin chil Hashem, bikoach nefesh, is not matir. So that's what the Rebbe Yehuda felt. He has to restrict it somehow. So he had to arbitrarily draw a line somewhere. So he said, chalul lefanein. Okay, if there's another patient who's sick with the same disease, and by doing an autopsy on this mace, we think we may be able to discover some information that may save this person's life. Okay, that's a chalul lefanein, so we limit it. Even so, today, everything's on the internet. So there's probably, there's someone who's suffering from the same disease. Lefaneinu doesn't have to be lefaneinu, under our nose, in the same hospital where this patient died, the other patient is sick. Lefaneinu on the internet, there is someone in the world, there is some Jewish person in the world who is suffering from the same disease. It's always going to call it lefaneinu. According to the second pshat that the Chazon Ish said, that according to the first pshat, if it's in the distant future, it's too iffy and it's too far-fetched. So today it's not the distant future. Today there is for sure someone with this disease, a Jewish person with the same disease. So we would say you should always do an autopsy. But going to the second shot that they say, Baal Peh and the Chazon Ish, that the Neri Beauty felt you have to limit the heter, otherwise you could just take the whole mitzvah of the Nivola Mason and throw it out the window. It just doesn't apply. So then we shouldn't even allow Cholul Lefaneinu Bizman Hazeh, because it's always going to be Cholul Lefaneinu.
Well, even according to the Nor Bihuda, so sometimes I heard that doctors, to keep their skills sharp, once they're a doctor even, they practice procedures on dead bodies. So they're not like a student in medical school. They're already a doctor, and they have these types of patients. So even according to the Nor Bihuda, he says, lefaneinu, because they're already doctors, just want to practice their procedures, their skills. That even would the vet be lefaneinu enough, even according to the Nor Bihuda?
I mean, they want to maintain their skills to save other people's lives.
They're not students anymore. They're actually practicing.
Then it should be mutter. I don't know. That would depend on these two explanations that Chazon Ish gave. According to one explanation, that if it's not Chol of Nain, it's too far-fetched. That doesn't even qualify to be called Selfie Pikoch Nefesh. So here it's not far-fetched. But according to second shot, that if you'll allow autopsies, whenever you stand to gain something, so you'll do an autopsy on every single mace. There's a good chance they'll discover something, not about the sickness that he died, they'll discover something else. When you do an autopsy, you're always going to discover, you may discover some information that can save someone's life. So if you go like that, so you'll always do autopsies. So the old prohibition will never apply. So that should really depend on these two explanations of the Chazon Ish. Why did the Nor Bihuda, what do you have? Nor Bihuda doesn't explain why he limited it, why he thinks only Chol Lefaneinu.
Nowadays, though, with the different realities, Chol Lefaneinu is still the best. Even if we want to restrict it, like the second shot, maybe there's a different restriction we could use that makes more sense nowadays with the different situations. Like Chol Lefaneinu, if it's always Chol Lefaneinu, so...
It's always going to be Chol Lefaneinu.
So maybe there's a different restriction we could use.
Yeah, you have to make something up. You have to draw some other lines. Okay. You have to draw some other restrictions.
In our Torah, to come back, say, you oiker the whole mitzvah,
but it's beheta because it is pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is deicha. But so that's what the narrative, that's what the Chazon Ish, the second explanation of the Chazon Ish was, you can't do away with the whole din that never applies. It's always the way in our modern world. Autopsy should always be mutter because you may stand to learn something that will save someone's life. See, to throw it all mitzvah, that's called chilul Hashem, and that you're not mutter. So you have to restrict it a little bit. Okay, so you got to figure out how to limit it a little bit.
What constitutes a good reason to delay kaharti barem, like waiting for a child to arrive? Is
the Mishnah says, hey, l'ner l'chvodo is mutter. If it's lekaver ames, they want to have, usually kaver ames means if you're going to have the funeral the same day that the person died, so not everyone will know about it. If you postpone the funeral till tomorrow, more people will be able to attend. So there'll be more kaver ames. If you want the children to attend, it's also assumed to be kaver ames. Children live in New Zealand, so it'll take a day till they arrive. They can't come the same day. So that's always assumed to be lekaver ames. Some ask a kasha, How can you say Ne'er L'Chvodah is Mutter? There should be a violation of Lo Yedashin in time of the Kro. You're giving a whole reason why the reason the Isur of Halonis Ameis is because of Kavan Ameis, and whenever the Kavan Ameis dictates you should be made in the Ameis, then you do allow it. But we paskin Lo Yedashin in time of the Kro. We don't say the reason why L'Sachvo Beged Almana is because she's an Almana Aniyah, and Masir Hashem Rabbi Shechein Aseh. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Lo Yedashin in time of the Kro. I come over here, it says Mutter. So the Chazam Sefer says Lo Yedashin in time of the Kro only applies when the Pasuk doesn't give the reason. Here the Pasuk says the reason. Here it gives the reason why. So if the Torah gives the reason why, so you say Avada Dashin in time of the Kro. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. Here it's Mefurish, it gives the reason.
The first answer of the Chazanish, like the Tosfos by Hall, that it has to be something like Shliach, a Shad, that you can't heat up a pot of water in case there arises a situation
of filth. Yeah.
Is that like the same idea?
Along the same lines, yeah, but it's too far-fetched. So then it's not called a Safik Bikoch Nefesh, yeah. Dosis has it about Hoyol, but about Pikuach Nefesh also. Only if it's within reason. Only if it's, yeah, reasonable. How do we get on this topic? Because the Gemara had a suggestion, Amar Abchizda, the second life on the top of Yud Tesamen Aleph, Gemara has a suggestion, maybe Kasavra Meir, Enim Shamalayim Chiz Mosheke, Val Pehorga, Yehorga Vayachs Mosheke. Maybe Rameir holds that by Anaver, Shemirad Machaveiro, Edu Sheke, Zmirad Machaveiro, maybe the din is Yehorga Vayavar. The Pekach Nefesh, Decha Kala Tarkula, that's only an Averish of Ben Adam Lamokim. Averish of Ben Adam Lachaver, you wouldn't allow that. So we don't accept that. The Gemara rejects that. The Shittim Kubetz is quoted that there are brises from outside. There are brises that say like that, according to Rameya. But we don't pass like that. The only thing is that this Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Adovid HaMelech had the Shaila regarding burning down the barn. The Jewish barn, are you allowed to be mazik mama chavera for the purpose of pikoch nefesh? So the Gemara says the psak was given to David Melech also lahatzal atzmo the mama chavera. You're not allowed to. So Rashi seems to learn kipshuta. You're not allowed to. So we don't follow Rashi. We follow Tosfos. Tosfos says it doesn't mean also lahatzal atzmo mama chavera. That's has an essay on this. The Mishnah Lamelech has a sefer drush parashas drachim. So one whole chapter in the Sefer is on this sugya. And he shows that that's what Rashi says. And we don't follow Rashi, we follow Tosfos. When it says, Asa lahatzalas mama chavera, it does mean asr. It means that pikuach nefesh is doicha the isr, but it doesn't patter you from pain. Oynis, odom amazik, boynis gomer, is potter. If it's an oynis, he fell off the roof, boynis. He didn't know, they didn't predict such a heavy storm, such a hurricane or a tornado or something like that. They didn't predict it. So he didn't know to be careful. But if it's this kind of an oinus, a pikuach nefesh, the pikuach nefesh is mati risur, but pikuach nefesh doesn't bati you from tashlumen, yeah. So the Binyan Sion interpreted in Tosfos, that's why Tosfos and the Rosh write like that. Like this, yeah. But the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is the Lashon of the Tosfos at the Rosh, muta lahatz latzim and mamach avera, if you plan to pay. Also, lahatzlas mam chavera amanah shalom l'shalayim. So the Binyan Sion took it literally. There's an isa lahatzlas mam chavera unless you plan to pay back. So the guy's running away from the Nazis. He's not allowed to break someone's window. He's not allowed to steal someone's car if he doesn't know how he's going to ever pay back the money. I don't think we paskin like that Binyan Sion, but the Knesset paskin like the Binyan Sion. They said any family who doesn't want to allow an autopsy, even though there's a chaylo lefaneinu. Because no way to pay back. You're going to do an autopsy on him. He won't be able to repay him. He won't be able to make good. So they follow the Binyan. So. Okay. Maybe tomorrow we should discuss a little more this. Ein on a meis matz by Rosha. With the Bagina Dibur, it says Ein on a meis matz by Rosha and Yud Ches on the base. And then maybe we'll start Chazor from Daf Yud Amar Aleph. Okay. I apologize. I have to leave. So.